Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We've been reading through the Bible, but today we're going to be doing another one of the pieces of literature that the Lord gave me several years ago, and that's How to Have God's Life and Power Living in You. And we have some letters today, and we'll be reading some Bible. Each one of the pieces of literature that the Lord gives me, there's usually 100, 150, just up to 500 different Bible scriptures. But right now, let's go up to the throne of the Lord to ask Him to anoint this message. Father, we are one body, those of us that are in You, Lord Jesus. And we know that, Jesus, You are God. You're God the Son, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. You are God, the Word. Your Word tells us that You are the Word of God. It states so in the first chapter of John, and also in the book of Revelation, that You are the Word of God, and that You, the Word of God, came into the world in a human body as a man. And You fulfilled the prophets, and You fulfilled the entire Word of God in the New Testament. We know that the Old Testament is true because of the fulfillment of the Old Testament in You in the New Testament. You stated that You did not come to destroy the law, that You came to fulfill it, to do the works that the Father has given You to do, and that is to redeem or save all mankind that will come unto You and humble themselves. And then after they're saved, You have given us all a job to do, and that is to allow You to live in us and through us, that we're to live in the Spirit, to let You do Your work in and through us. And therefore, these preachers, Father, that are saying that isn't so, that You did all the work and that there's no more work to be done, they're the ones that are allowing this lawless society to exist. And they are the ones that if they don't repent, they have become part of the Antichrist, because it is written in the Gospels of John, rather in the Epistles of John, that the Antichrists are those actually that were in the body at one time, and then they left. They left serving You. And then in John 6:6, it tells that these are the people that were with Jesus, and then they went away from Him and walked with Him no more. This is Antichrist. And it's so ironic that when the people that separated the Bible into chapters and verses, that this turned out to be John 666, which is the mark of the beast. That is when they leave the service of the Lord and go back into the world, when they're no longer zealous to do what they're commanded to do, when they're no longer zealous to live. Allow You to live Your life in them, but they love to live as the world does. They're the spirit of the world. They're not the same spirit as the elect. Father, we ask that You anoint this service, that You pour out Your Spirit outwardly, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and that You lift the church up on higher ground through this service, and that as millions of souls, or however many souls it is that You're going to win through this message, will be saved in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, now, where's the first letter from?
From Farmington, Michigan.
All right, what do they have to say?
Dear Brother Alamo, praise the Lord. I've just been listening to you for the past several weeks. Although you said you've been on for years, I've never heard you till recently on shortwave, and I wanted to write and send a word of encouragement. The broadcast is a blessing to me, and you are saying some hard-hitting things that nominal Christians need to hear and wake up. I would hope and pray that I can get a copy of today's broadcast. You said some things, especially about adultery, that I missed part of. Do you have the cassette you can send me? I greatly appreciate that and anything else that you can tell me about your ministry and testimony. God bless you, Sister Catherine.
What we have to do is start calling these different programs by number so that they can order by number. It would be very difficult for us to find that one without knowing what the number was. So let's make this message today 101, all right? And so if you people want to order this message, it'll be 101, and we'll try to find that tape for you. Then what else?
Next letter?
Yes.
Is from Uganda, Africa. My dear friend and pastor in Jesus Christ, greetings. On the 1st of November 2005, I received a box of your literature materials. Thank you very, very much. It's not easy for me to explain the joy that I received. When I started distributing the materials, the response to the saving grace of Jesus Christ was great. The people of all walks of life have been touched by your literature, including my secretary, Annette. She grabbed the Messiah book and she could not put it down. She wanted to read and read it again and again. She told me that it's one of the lifting books that she has ever read. Thank you for doing this kind of ministry. May the Almighty God bless the works of your hands. I would humbly need the following items, if possible. A t-shirt, medium white, Bibles, a Messiah book, and sweatshirt. Thank you. May God bless you and the entire staff, Pastor Edward from Kampala, Uganda, Africa.
Praise the Lord. We've printed the Messiah book now because of the fact that so many people are being saved from it and enlightened by it and saved. And we just finished the Polish one. That's available now. We're doing Romanian and several other languages. We got all the major languages covered. We have it in Russian. We have it, of course, English and Spanish and French and Italian and many different languages. So order it. It's free of charge. And all right, then what else?
The next letter is from Nigeria, Africa. Thanks for the wonderful gospel literature package that you sent me for distribution. I gave them out for evangelism, and many souls were sure saved. Thanks for advancing God's kingdom. I am in need of 3 Bibles now to give to some Muslim friends who just got saved through the book The Messiah. Please, I will be grateful if you can help.
See, this is Muslim friends that were saved from the Messiah book. This book was originally written for Jews because you really can't witness to a Jew from the New Testament because they don't believe it. But if you show them the Lord Jesus Christ through the 333 prophecies mentioned in the Messiah book, it's all taken, extracted, condensed for them to read, and it's easy reading. They will receive Christ, but it's wound up to be a book that actually is winning all these Muslims, and that's how I was able to win so many of them when I was in prison for the gospel. Now, the Bible states that Satan comes to destroy a person's testimony by lying about them. That's the more that you see Satan attacking a church or a person, the more you know that that person is of the Lord, because Satan comes to lie about, to destroy, tear down a person's testimony so that people will not listen to them. And that's what they've done. They malign the characters. Satan has been cast down from his ability to even come to the throne of God anymore, like he did in the time of Job. And he can't do that anymore, and he knows that his time is short, so he's full of wrath, and he's going to and fro in the world seeking who he can destroy. Now, he doesn't go after people that are lost, or people that are not of the one Spirit of God, or the one body of Christ. He doesn't go after people that are not in the Spirit of God. He goes after the ones that are in the Spirit of God, in the body of Christ, and those that are the most dangerous to Satan, because they're winning souls right out of Satan's hand. Now, anybody knows, I mean, if you know the Bible, that this organization, these false religions are of the devil. The Bible says religion is of the devil, but salvation is of the Lord. And we must get to, this Messiah book will win Muslims and false religious people that are really interested in serving God. Or they'll be convicted by the true word of the Lord. But of course, Satan has come after us and has done so many, had so many destructive lies that it's just, you can't sit there and say, okay, the devil says, and this media is saying, and they're saying this and that and this and that, and they now made me an ex-con, and so you shouldn't listen to an ex-con. Well, Jesus was an ex-convict, amen? They had him in jail, amen?
Amen.
The Apostle Paul was an ex-con. And they told, they're telling stories even to this day, that Jesus had many wives, and they're saying to this day that he was, having relationships with Mary Magdalene, and this is a dirty, filthy lie. Why is the devil saying these things? It's to get you to, you sinners out there, some of you that are going out and having sex every night, to justify your living in sin. And I know that the Word of God is true because God has given me signs, wonders, and visions and dreams, and I've actually seen Christ appear in front of me, right, with my eyes wide open. I would not have left the entertainment industry to these for 42 years almost now to serve something that is fictitious, because I was really the number one promotional person at the time in the world. The whole entire Democratic Party came to me, wanted me to do the promotion for the entire the presidency. They wanted me to do the promo for Johnson and to run for the second term. They wanted me to do the promotion for all the different Democrats, and I refused it because I didn't know anything about politics at the time. Now I do, but and now I know I wouldn't do a promotion for either parties because they're puppets of the Pope. When Ronald Reagan was in office, he sent Herb Ellingswood over to our church to commend us for cleaning up the drug problem. And at that time, there was a riot in Watts. The blacks were rioting because of some injustice that had been done to them. And so Ronald Reagan, when we went in there and preached the gospel and all these people got saved by the thousands, Ellingswood came to our church and wanted to tell everyone in the congregation what Ronald Reagan, the governor of the state then, said. So we let him get up, and he stated that Ronald Reagan commended us highly for cleaning up drugs in Los Angeles, and also to we had stopped at that time the hippies and all the Black Panthers and all these different gangs from and the blacks from burning Los Angeles down. They were going to do that. And the governor was very thankful for that, and he communicated with me often. And at the time, Raymond A. Donovan, we had just won thousands of hippies off of narcotics, drugs, alcohol, thievery, out of adultery and fornication, all these things, all the sinful things, by the preaching of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Raymond A. Donovan, who was the head of the Department of Labor, decided that he should cause our church, and our church only, to give paychecks to everybody that we had won to the Lord. And get this, we had built houses for every one of them, or apartments, and they were nice, and Susie went out and bought the best furniture. She had a discount place that had the top quality furniture, carpets, everything, and we built beautiful homes with views and everything for them. We were feeding them, clothing them, and housing them for years. Now, Raymond A. Donovan, the head of the Department of Labor, who also brought Sun Myung Moon into the United States, because they wanted to bring cults in to make it look, and then toss those of us that are really of the Lord in among the cults to make us look bad, to bring us down. These are cleverly devised schemes to destroy the gospel in the world, because we are the forerunners of the Lord Jesus Christ. God called Susie and myself both very supernaturally, with visions and signs, and actually in the most incredible way. You could read my piece of literature called The Signs of the Time, which tells of my testimony, and also another one called Dry Bones, and it will tell of these. And then there's Susan's wedding dress and all different messages about how these different visions that the Lord has given me, and signs. So we're very supernatural. We didn't go to any theological seminary any more than the Apostle Paul did. But we were called and chosen, highly chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. And we're a couple of the few ones that are definitely chosen of the Lord. Well, when Raymond A. Donovan did that, at that time, Ronald Reagan was the President of the United States. And Herb Ellingswood had an office right next to him. And so Herb and Sue and myself had become real good friends. But at this time, Susie was dead. And she just had died, and I had to go in. There wasn't even any time for mourning. I had to go into the Department of Labor Court in Little Rock, Arkansas, to defend the gospel, or at least to say how wrong it was for the government to be causing us, after we took them, they were sleeping on park benches, in bushes, on toilet seats, in gas stations, everywhere. And here, now after we built homes for them and paid for their babies to be born and built schools for them and housing and everything that we were doing for them, now we were supposed to write paychecks to them? I mean, come on, there's not another church in the world that does that. But the cults, they were tax exempt at that time, and I wrote a piece of literature stating that the government supports cults, but for real churches, they were supporting Satan-worshipping cults. They were tax exempt, if you can believe that. But if you look back then, you'll see that on the tax books that all Satan-worshipping cults are tax exempt. And when I brought that out the next year, they went and took that out of the tax book immediately. The government is like a chameleon. You put them on purple and they turn purple. It's like I'm chasing this devil through the grass with the word of God, and it's like a snake going through the grass, huffing and puffing. One time the Lord gave me a vision of the gospel that I was preaching, that it was chasing this monster through the brush, and I could hear him. And you could hear his feet pounding on the actual ground. But anyway, they took us in the court on that, and they were maligning us in the newspapers, and I was praying for God to raise Susie from the dead, because I loved her so much. And, you know, why does it seem a thing impossible that God should raise the dead, when he's going to raise all the people that are dead one of these days, and they're going to come up, some to everlasting life and some to everlasting destruction? And in the Bible it shows that Jesus raised people from the dead, and he said we could do the same thing that he did. And so, yes, and so they tried to make that look like it's a cultish, when it's Bible. Bible is the word of God, friends, okay? And so I saw that the Lord told me he's not going to do that. And so I just, you know, and I was doing this while she was laying in state, because we were having a mausoleum built, and they hadn't built it yet. And I said, hurry up, you know, make that mausoleum, because the newspaper is saying that we're worshiping Sue's body. They said she was in a glass coffin and that she was on ice. People, there were hundreds of people at that funeral. She was in a normal casket. It was not glass. And that would be the most retarded thing. Walt Disney got frozen. We never froze Susie at all. They said we had a one-mile tunnel up on the ridge, that we were hiding prisoners and that they were chained up there. And this was the Southwest Times Record that was saying all these things about us in Fort Smith. We have the newspaper articles to prove these things. All right, that they were saying such demonic things about us. That I'm married to 100 women. This is so stinking ridiculous that it's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. All right, and then so... and then you've got these backsliders, the people that I had to put out of church because they wanted to still be on drugs. They committed fornication or they did some evil thing in the church, and so the government paid them a lot of money to testify falsely against me. Now, I'm not, crying on your shoulders because I did my time in prison for all the false things that they said, and I feel that I'm in a high society because, you know, I want to be... And I'm glad that I am one of the jailbirds, one of God's jailbirds. Paul was in jail. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, all these people. Peter was in jail. And the prophets. I feel like I'm an exclusive type person. And you people may look down on me for that. But, you know, one of these days, I'll be... the Bible says that the saints will be judging you. And will judge you with the word of God. You're not to receive slander against highly chosen vessels of God. So anyway, I'm in court on these charges that we have to pay checks to all these people. But finally, when I testified, I said, you know, we're giving them the equivalent of around $3,000 a month because of the house. The houses are worth a lot, and the food, and so they... Finally, at the end, they allowed us to deduct from the checks that we were supposed to write. We could deduct all the things that we're giving them, and so we still come out to where we don't owe them anything, that they still make benefits of over $1,000 or more per month back then. And that's going back around 22 years ago, and now things are way more expensive. The people that live in the church facilities in Los Angeles, Texas, Arkansas, and throughout the world are far more expensive, especially in L.A., Los Angeles. All right, that's where I'm at right now preaching the gospel to you. So, Satan comes to lie about the people of the Lord, and why? To stop you from believing what we say. And he also wants to destroy. He doesn't want to destroy religions because they throw your soul. They destroy your soul. He wants to destroy this little group. You know, Jesus had a little group of men, the different disciples, and then many of them became apostles. And look at the stir that those 12 did. That wasn't any big religion. They didn't have any multi-million-dollar churches. They didn't have huge choirs. We did, but all of ours, we didn't pay for them. These people, we had won to the Lord. They were hippies on the streets. It's the same thing with these Muslims. We better get the gospel to these people, these Muslims, before they kill you and I. I'm the best friend. And this ministry is the best friend you've ever had because we're the ones that are the outspoken ones and the ones that are winning Muslims, witchcraft people, and everything to the Lord Jesus Christ. People that were totally demon-possessed, like Legion was in the Bible, who would break and snap chains gnash on himself, ever hit himself with rocks and cut himself up. So dangerous to himself. And there are many witch doctors and so on that we've won to the Lord. Now they're carrying Bibles. They're no harm to themselves or anybody else. We've won murderers to the Lord. Absolute murderers. And many women that have murdered their own children going in getting abortions and all these other things. Well, you said there's not enough room on earth. Listen, I've flown over the earth before and I've seen... There's only less than 0.5% of the land used in this world for habitation or for planting things. The government is the one that pays billions of dollars every year for the farmers not to grow. We could be feeding the entire world, but instead, this government is being used by the Vatican to bomb different third world countries, these poor people, innocent people, that like they were at Waco that the government wiped out. But anyway, so I appealed to Ronald Reagan. I called Herb Ellingswood in the office right next to the president. I had his red line number. I could just call directly into the president's office right next to the president. And I said, Herb, you know, I told him what was going on, just what I told you. And he says, Tony, I'm having breakfast with Ronald Reagan in the morning. And he says, I'll talk to him for you. Ronnie loves you and your wife, Susie. And I says, oh, great. Will you call me as soon as you get out of breakfast and see what he says? Because this guy is causing us nothing but trouble. I said, you know, ask to find out what this Raymond A. Donovan has against us. Come to find out, he was a Catholic, just like Ronald Reagan, and all these other people that have attacked us. See, we are telling the truth about them, so what else can they do but sling mud at us? False accusations and false slanders, character assassination. They want to destroy us. Satan wants to lie. He wants to kill, destroy. Amen?
Amen.
And so he wants to tear our church down so that you won't listen to us. And he wants you to pass on these false lies, these lies that they're telling about us to one another, so that everybody on earth, you become Satan's messenger. Excuse me, I've been having this cold. Pray for me, all right? And so he called me. I was in Nashville at the time at our house there. And it was Herb. He says, hi, Tony. I says, yes. I said, what did Ronnie say? He says, Ronald says, my hands are tied. Tell Tony, and I hope he keeps it confidential. Well, he's gone now, so I don't, I did sort of keep it, I kept it confidential back then. He said, my hands are tied. I can't do anything. I can't do anything. I'm just a puppet. I says, what? The President of the United States, a puppet? Yes, Tony, he takes orders from Rome. You don't know that? I mean, all these presidents take, and Bush, you see them over at the Rome, in Rome, kneeling down before the Pope, and Bush, President Bush makes statements that he'll do everything that the Pope tells him to do. And let's face it, these popes are the ones that hate the Jews. Hitler said he's only doing what the Vatican has been trying to do for years, and that is to destroy the Jews. And you see a bunch of Jews that have become Roman rabbis that are kissing up to the Vatican, wanting for position, power, to impress their wife or their girlfriends or something, and they give them big bucks to do what they're doing. But here's little old me that prayed when all this was going on, Lord, teach me how to write. Teach me how to preach. Susie did all the preaching back then. She's gone now. I says, Lord, we're here in Dyer, Arkansas, of all places. I've never been to Arkansas. That was one of the biggest nightmares that I ever had, is that I'd wind up in Arkansas. And it was primarily because of that Ray Charles was singing, tell your ma, tell your pa, I'm going to send you back to Arkansas. I thought that was one of the biggest curse that could ever happen to a guy. And so I said, Lord, we're just a little church here in Dyer, Arkansas. Probably the armpit of Arkansas. Maybe the armpit of, you know, there's many worse places that I've been. But I learned to like it and love it wherever I'm at. It's if the Lord is there, that's just it's like heaven. And so he says, I will give you the ability to write. He said, but if you don't write, he says, and if you don't distribute that literature, he says, they'll destroy you. But if you do write the literature that I give you, and you distribute it, they will not destroy you. Well, that was around 23 years ago. And man, they tried to destroy us. The Lord told me, break the church up. Get us, open one, keep the one in Los Angeles, keep the one in Arkansas, open one in Chicago, open one in New York, open them here, because they want you all together, and they'll kill you all if you're all together. That was the mistake David Koresh made. if David Koresh would have talked to me, I would have told him, man, split up. Mr. Peeler, who was a former FBI agent, a secret agent, FBI, BATF, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, and also all other different federal government agencies, told me that they asked him to go to Waco and have fun because they said they're not going there to arrest David Koresh, they're going there to kill him and his people. They call it a turkey shoot because the lesbian attorney general and Mr. Clinton, this morally straight, quote unquote, person, decided that they should go in there and kill those people. And they said they take full responsibility for it. And then Clinton, who pretended to be my friend during the time before he made president because he wanted the votes of the people that were lovers of Susie and myself, because when we were on TV, we had millions of fans, and we still do. And so, but these two-faced politicians, now there's I met a lot of real good, nice politicians, but they're not of the same school as these people were. And as soon as President Clinton, Governor Clinton became president, he turned on us like a viper and like a snake. And everybody can see what he is now. Now he wrote a little 2 or 3 page article on Sue and myself in his new book. I'm not saying that because I want you to buy it or anything. It was a inflammatory thing. He said that I was a real good promoter and Susie was pretty good preacher. And he says, you know, now that Susie's dead, I don't have anything to promote. I never promoted Susie. Susie and I always promoted the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And so, you know, he's, of course, I'm praying for the president, President Clinton. And we prayed for President Reagan, too, because we really liked him. And we loved the USA. You know, we're like pro-USA 100%. But when we see now there's a new government that's infiltrated into this government, and they are not, this is not United States government anymore. This is the Vatican's government that's come in here. When you see President Bush building shrines to the Pope and to Catholicism in Washington, D.C., and all these other people doing the same thing, you know that we've had it. Now, communism, all these different isms, socialism, Marxism, all these things are fostered by the Vatican, Vatican banks. They don't pay taxes in this country. It's like they have, it's the one world government controlled by the one world cult, the Vatican. They have the Lutheran Church. Martin Luther was one of the biggest Antichrist people going. He was anti-Semitic, God's chosen people. He was anti-God's chosen people. And he went along with Hitler, the same type of thinking as Hitler, that is. And he went along with this anti-Semitism. Folks, Christ is Semitic. He's a Jew, the world's greatest Jew. And the first Christians were all Jews. And the Bible says that the elect of God in these last days will be Jews. I'm a Jew. My real name is Bernie Lazar Hoffman. I'm a Jew. I'm a real Jew. I'm bringing back, restoring the things that the canker worm has destroyed, the palmer worm and the locust and all these other false religions have destroyed from the gospel. We're bringing back the gospel. The Bible says that we Jews will be the greatest preachers, the biggest ones, the most powerful preachers on the face of this earth just before he comes back to earth again. Praise the Lord and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Amen?
Amen.
I'm a Jew, and I'm proud of it. I'm one of God's chosen people. And you can be part of that too, if you just, even if you're a Gentile, you just get into the body of Christ and you become a spiritual Jew. part of the same body, the same tree. I don't care if you're Puerto Rican or if you're an African or if you're a Chinese. We all become one in Christ Jesus. Arabs, you can be part of the Jewish race. You don't have to be the one that is not the chosen one. You can be a chosen vessel of God by accepting Christ as your personal Savior. Well, anyway, this letter sent me on a tangent here. And if I was to spend time telling you all the different lies that's been told about us, I wouldn't be able to preach the gospel. But I'm not the only one. I know, you know, a lot of people say, what are you crying for? All of us are going through stuff. Yes, some the good are going through the stuff, we that are called and anointed of the Lord. And also the weasels are going through things. The Lord causes the sun to fall, and the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. I'm not crying because I want your sympathy. I don't need sympathy. I'm saved, brother. I'm saved, sister. Okay? I know where I'm going. But you don't unless you get saved. And that's what my mission is to get you saved. I'm not coming here preaching myself. I'm preaching the Lord Jesus Christ. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so get saved before it's too late. You don't have any guarantee that you'll live another day, so get saved today. Now, what have you got there? Is that you didn't finish reading that? No. Why did you not finish reading that? Okay, go ahead.
Please, I will be grateful if you can help. May Jesus bless you as you do. Pastor Tony Alamo sent me a letter in which he said he would like to send me a Tony Alamo t-shirt and sweatshirt. Please do send it. My size is medium.
No, it's not a Tony Alamo. It's I designed it, but it is a Tony Alamo Christian Ministries t-shirt. Amen?
Amen.
Christian Ministries. And okay, and then what else? And I will send it. I think we already sent it to him, though. Okay, what else?
And I would also like you to send my darling mom the shirt as a birthday gift. And he gives her address at the University of Benin. Thanks for all the wonderful things you are doing for Christ. Signed, Joshua, from Benin City, Edo State, Nigeria, Africa.
No, Christ in me is doing it for you. Amen?
Amen.
I can't do anything for Christ but just be a yielded vessel in His hands. He in me is doing these things for you. It's all for you. I mean, you know, to think that Almighty God would be that concerned about you, and, you know, that ought to break your heart, you know. Because in this world, there really isn't anyone that cares for us like Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
By the Almighty God. God is doing this for you. And He's using not... He doesn't want to just use me and the people in this church. He's using people that have become part of our network, the Lord's actual body. He's using them in Africa. Look at all these letters coming from Africa and India and the Philippines. We're in around 200 different countries now. And the gospel is being preached on the air. I'm on the air everywhere in the world now. I'm in China, you know, Russia, every place. And you can tune in. If you want to know what station we're on in your area, call us or write us, all right? Now, to show you, I'm going to read, have this sixth chapter here of the book of Ephesians read to you. Now, come on over and read some of it here. So you can tell how the devil is hitting people. Now, I'll read first John, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10.
The thief cometh not...
Okay, the devil cometh not, then...
But for to steal.
That's what Satan wants to do, is steal the testimony of people like myself or any other born-again Christian. Wants to make it look like we're using people and so on. They tried to make it look like I was using child labor and that we were abusing children. They came up with every false accusation on the face of this earth that we were abusing children and things like that. Folks, that never happened, all right? That never happened. And so read that again. Now, the thief, the Bible, he's talking about the devil here. The thief cometh what?
Not, but for to steal.
So he wants to steal our testimony so you won't believe what we're saying. And he wants to destroy the testimony of myself and any really highly chosen person of the Lord, and he wants to destroy it. And that's why I always wonder, why are all these lies being told about me? And that's when you live through something like that, you can tell that the Bible is really true. Amen?
Amen.
Because everybody that's the Lord himself, he said, if they lied about me, he says, they'll lie about you, my disciples. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, if they kill me, they're going to kill you, some of you, all right? If they're going to put me in jail, they'll do the same thing to you, because the world is at enmity with the Lord. Go ahead and keep going.
And to kill.
Wait, read the whole thing again.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill.
He wants to kill the people of the Lord, to kill their testimony, to lie about them, and to just kill anything that has been done. Not only that, the Internal Revenue Service took every piece of property that we had, and all where the people were living. We gave each person in this church their own house, their own apartment, and everything that we built for them, and they took it away using, they said it was my alter ego. And so they took it and put them out on the street in December when it was, or in the winter, it was extremely cold outside with their children and everything. That's not the United States government, friends. That's Catholicism. They've murdered millions of Christians at the on the cross. They've crucified many of us. They fed many of us to the lions at the Colosseum in Rome. And they're still doing that because it's a false religion. And the Lutherans are part of it. I mean, they swear by the Vatican, the Catholic, Roman Catholic cult. Then go ahead.
And to destroy.
Okay, so he wants to destroy us. He wants to destroy our testimonies. That's the main thing. If he can get you believing that the things that we're saying, that we're so bad that you shouldn't even listen to us, turn off the radio. Who's that hurting? Is that hurting you or me? I'm saved, children out there. I'm saved. If you turn me off, you can't hurt me, because I get the same reward preaching to you and teaching you whether you believe or not. As a matter of fact, I get a double portion if you start attacking me. The Bible says, Jesus said, when people start attacking you and using all kinds of false things, leap for joy. Amen?
Amen.
Jump for joy. He said, because they said the same thing about the prophets before you. So you're not harming me, you're harming yourself when you don't receive what I'm saying from the Bible, all right? Now I'm telling you the truth. The things that I've told you, they never found any tunnel up on the ridge. I told them, you people out there in the world, if you think there's a tunnel up here, bring your shovels. And it says, I'll offer $1 million reward to anyone that can find a tunnel up here. And I said, but you got to pay $20 a chance to just come up here and dig for a day, okay? Not one person came and paid the $20, okay? We've been off that ridge now over there for many years since they took it away from us several years ago. And nobody's found any tunnel up there yet or any prisoners chained up there in the tunnels. This was stealing, killing our testimony, destroying it. And you people, a lot of you believed it. Well, some of you never heard of it before. Well, I'm telling you right now what they do. They're the most evil, wicked. They are people that are empowered with the spirit of Satan. Now, we've been called to preach the gospel, and it's a war of words. We tell the truth, and then they come and lie about us. Words are really a powerful thing. You know, Hitler and his minister of propaganda, Mr. Goebbels, stated that words are stronger than bombs. Words are more powerful than bullets. The Bible tells us that we're saved by believing the words of God. But if you let Satan come to kill, to destroy, to steal the words of life out of you, then you're the ones that are sown by the wayside. The Bible says that the Word of God is like seed, and it's sown to you by God's people, such as myself. All right, and if you, Satan comes immediately to malign, to steal those words from you, to destroy those words that are being sown to you. It's like he likens it as the fowls of the air, the demons, the prince of the air, Satan, comes to you and takes them and kills the very words of God that are is able to save your soul. That's what this is all about, is character assassination. Now, you either have to believe the Word of God, or you have to believe me or the Pope. You either have to believe me or this satanic Antichrist government. Yeah, and it's not me you're believing, it's the Word of God that I'm telling you. The Word is God. So look, for your own soul's sake, I'm not preaching me, but I'm saying, hear what I'm saying, because you'll find the same thing in the Bible. Now, you're not going to get this kind of talk from any religion. They're not going to tell you these things, because they'd be cutting their own throats. I'm doing this at the risk. I've been threatened for them to take my life, the Vatican and their cohorts, for so many years now. It's not funny. But I know that if I didn't preach this word, I would become like a lot of you people out there. I'd be going to hell. So I have to do what the Lord says, and do it with zeal and with boldness, or else I'm going to hell just like anybody else that would be in hell. And that you have to do the same thing. And don't let any preacher tell you that you don't have to let God use you as one of his vessels here on this earth to bring about the kingdom of God. And the Lord says that the kingdom of God is within. And so he says to his disciples, which I'm one, he says, tell people when you come to them to preach the gospel, tell them the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And this isn't me. This isn't just me talk. God is using my tongue to talk to you. I pray, God, let every word that comes from me come right straight from you. And this is from the Lord. Okay? Now you sober up, brother or sister or fellow human out there, and receive the gospel so that you can have everlasting life and life more abundantly right here on this earth. Okay, now let's start reading from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, before this tape runs out.
Verse 10.
Okay, let's go to verse 10. Well, go to verse 9.
Okay. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him.
Right, I mean, you're not, okay, but go ahead now and start reading.
Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Okay, how are you going to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might? The word of God is God, so you have to fill yourself up with the word of God. The Bible says that when we allow the Lord to enter into us, we're able to have his grace. Now, grace, and I've been preaching this for 40-some years, and finally some of the preachers are starting to preach it, is the power of God living within you that enables you to do godly things that you could not ordinarily do if you didn't have the power of God in you. Like, if the power of God is in you, you can't lay hands on people and let them be healed. They can't be healed. Now, if somebody, people can go to these big meetings or religious people that are Catholics, like a Benny Hinn, and it's not him if they do get healed. But the press has followed them around and went to one different meeting after the other and sees the same people that supposedly got healed in his service healed someplace else. But if they do get healed in his service, it's because of their own faith, not because of Benny Hinn. Amen? And if you get healed with me, by me laying hands on you and anointing you with oil and praying for you, I say God has already healed you. All you have to do is have the faith. You have to have the faith to receive it. If you have the faith, then it's your faith that heals you. That's why the Bible says to put on faith, the shield of faith, to receive salvation and healing and to ward off all these dirty, filthy lies that they're going to tell about you as a Christian, because you could be discouraged if you had 42 years of this stuff like I have. But I've got the shield of faith. I'm going to keep going until they either put a bullet in me or until the Lord pulls me up or until they blast me with a bazooka or something, okay? But I'm going to keep preaching this gospel because I'm more afraid of God than I am the entire world government. Satan's whole evil imps and everything on the face of this earth are in the air. Okay? God, I fear him. I see, Satan can kill your body, but God can kill your body and sling your soul into hell. And that's one thing Satan can't do, is sling your soul into hell unless you start receiving what he says. Okay, now continue on.
Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God.
And what is the whole armor of God? The whole armor of God is the whole word of God, all the word. All right? And that's the arms of God, the arm and the armor. In other words, the munition. The word of God is what you preach to win souls. These words that are against the Antichrist regime. How can we defeat Satan if we don't tear him down? The Bible plainly tells us to pull down these strongholds and these dirty lies and everything and throw them on the ground, because the word of God is more powerful than these dirty, filthy lies. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Yes, these are the wiles of the devil. What is it? He lies, he kills, he destroys. That's what he comes for. Amen?
Amen.
So that you can tear that down. If you don't put on the whole armor of God, some of these lies that he's telling about different Christians that are preaching the truth, you'll believe it because you don't have the armor of God on. And these are the fiery darts or the dirty lies that he tells about the people of the Lord. Right? Believe the people of the Lord and renounce Satan and his world government and cult and media. Now, the devil uses the media a lot to throw out these fiery darts. Then what?
Verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
No, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. But what?
But against principalities, against powers.
Yeah, these are the principles of the devil and against the powers of Satan. And then what?
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
And, well, we've seen that. Amen?
Amen.
I just told you about a little bit, the tip of the iceberg of what they've said about us to try to stop you or to stop you from listening to us. Then what?
Verse 13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day.
So that you can stand when you hear all this much. You can turn on the internet and you'll see all kinds of filthy lies. And who do you think is coming from? Powers, principalities of evil in high places. Amen?
Amen.
Now, what are you going to believe, them or us? It's so easy to lie. This guy that runs Hustler magazine proved that. He stated that Gerald Falwell, who I'm not a big fan of, but, I mean, he's a lot better than these demons. I reckon. I don't know. I don't listen to his ministry that much. But he went and told people that I have a lot of bodyguards around me. I don't. And so that was a big lie that he told. But anyway, he said that he was having sex with his grandmother in an outhouse. And then finally in court he admitted, no, it wasn't the truth. He lied about him. But a lot of people believed it. They believed this reprobate that runs Hustler magazine before they believed Jerry Falwell. And again, I don't know his ministry that well or anything. All I know is that he said I had bodyguards and I don't. Okay? I have the guy that drives me around is littler than I am. And I'm stronger than he is. You know, I can lift 1,200 pounds on the leg press machine, and I've been, you know, a bodybuilder for years. I'm not worried about having bodyguards. All right, then what else? The guys that I run around with, I could be their bodyguard. Okay, then what else?
And having done all to stand. Verse 14.
You have to do everything you can to stand. don't receive anything. If you hear something about me, call me and ask me about it, and I'll prove to you that they're dirty liars. If you think I'm married to 100 women, call the marriage bureaus and see if I'm married to anyone. Okay? Call them. You'll see that that's a dirty lie. They know better than that. If they thought I was, they'd go and prosecute me. Okay, then what?
Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Verse 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 16, above all, taking the shield of faith.
Yeah, you have to be shod with the gospel. You have to walk strong in the gospel. And above all things, take the shield of faith. Why? Because faith, by faith you're saved. By faith you're healed. By faith you receive whatsoever you ask. By faith you're going to preach the gospel. By faith you're going to believe everything that God says. By faith you're not going to receive any slander from anybody. You're going to call the person and ask them if it's true. But when there's certain people on television, they just come right out and say stuff like Pat Robertson stated that somebody should assassinate this world leader. That isn't Christian. Amen?
Amen.
He did that himself. Nobody did that but him himself. That's easily proved. Clinton saying that he never did this. He says, I smoked pot, but I never inhaled. Well, you know what that is. Okay, and you know, he says he never had sexual relationships with a woman. Then all of a sudden he says, well, I did. I have to admit. He's a liar. So, you know, and he's lied about us. And he lied about the people at Waco. And he killed him. He said he'd take full responsibility. Is anybody above the law? Is Janet Reno or President Clinton above the law? Then why are they not prosecuted? Is he better? Is he better than anybody else? Not in the judgment bar of God, he's not. And he's going to stay in judgment just like you are. Get saved. Ask the Lord to come into your heart. Say, wash me with your precious blood, Lord. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Make me a new creature. Father God, in Jesus' name. My sinner's prayers on every one of my pieces of literature, I've just run out of time. So until tomorrow. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying, God bless you and praise the Lord.